And now back to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here are the You Docs, Dr. Michael Roizen and Dr. Arthur Perry.
And this is Dr. Mike, and you're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. You can call us anytime, 877-711-5611, or email us at udocs, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S, at gmail.com. We're talking with Dr. Arthur Perry, who is our expert in the last half hour every week. And Arthur, we were going over what's the difference in all these things, all these ways of giving energy for making the face look younger between laser and ultrasound and radio frequency and all the other things, needles, whatever the heck. And what are the nuances between the different forms of each one?
Well, Mike, the first one that came out with a high-tech, kind of insignia there, the laser, that was 1995. It's light energy. And what it did was it blasted away the upper surface of the skin, and it allowed healing. So that's light energy, and we got away from that because of the real long healing period and the real long period of redness. So then something you mentioned, thermage, came in. Now, thermage is electric current, radio frequency or electric current, and it was a method of heating up the skin. Remember that all these techniques deliver energy, and it's not really the energy, it's the deposition of the energy that causes a heat injury. So in the end, they're all just heating up the tissue, because really, remember, 200,000 years ago.
And so is one of the tricks which one heats it up most uniformly?
Yeah, that's one of the things. That's right. And at the right temperature and at the right location, Mike, that's the thing. So thermage put in this energy, this electric current, and was supposed to go through the skin. And there are people that like thermage, but one of the problems of thermage is that hurting that electric current through the skin is kind of like hurting sheep. You know, you get some that go the other way, and some of that electricity goes through the fat. And in some studies, about a third of people wound up with divots because the electric current went through the fat, and then the fat died. And, you know, we don't see that right away.
And so in healing, it formed a scar, which caused the divot.
Yeah, that's right. The fat actually goes away, but it takes anywhere from 6 to 12 months for it to be cleaned out by the body, so we don't see those things right away. So thermage is still being used, and I do have to say that some people swear by it, but a lot of people do not.
Other people swear at it, eh?
Yeah, they do, and it's actually very painful. My patients have come to me and told me they've had thermage. They all say the same thing. It hurt like you know what. So thermage, that's the one. There's this new one, this Fractora, that actually just came out in the last couple months. That also uses radio frequency, and they play some games with the electric current and with magnetic fields to try and corral that electric current in the right way. It's too early to tell whether or not it really does what it's supposed to do, Mike. But that's the new one. But then there are other things. There's something called Titan, T-I-T-A-N. It's a great name, right? Titan the skin. That's infrared radiation, and you and I know that as just heat. So what that's doing is it's applying heat to the skin, and the skin is supposed to shrink. The problem with that one is the publications are pretty weak with that one. And all of these things that heat up the skin have a very, very small margin of error. And that means, you know, there's not much difference between heating the skin and shrinking it and heating the skin and destroying it. And that's one of the problems. So, you know, I'm not sure about Titan. I've not been impressed with any of the results I've seen in the literature. Then, Mike, came this high-energy-focused ultrasound. Now, this is one that I've liked. The reason I like that is because you can actually focus the sound energy. So here's what they do. They take the sound of a train. If anyone's ever stood next to a train or a bass drum, your clothing actually vibrates. And it's that sound energy that's causing vibration of your clothing. Now, if you take that sound, and you put it in a frequency higher than you and I can hear, you can take the sound of a train and not hear it at all. And that's what they do. They take that sound, and then they focus it. And those of you who have been to a place like the Pantheon know that you can stand in one end of the building and whisper and hear the sound way across the building. Well, they take that shows you that they can focus the sound. They focus it like light in, let's say, a magnifying glass can burn leaves, right? So they take the sound and they focus it under the skin, Mike. And the beauty of that high-energy focused ultrasound is it passes through the skin without damaging it. And that's why I like this one. It actually can be aimed at the fat underneath the skin or at the bottom of the skin. And it's been out about 2.5 years, and it's the one that I'm using in my practice. I'm a little bit biased, but I like it. I've looked at all these technologies. You know, there are other things, Mike, that
won't... So this focusing of the skin, the focusing of the sound waves or the energy to get the energy, how much skill does it require? In other words, could someone who isn't... you're a very accomplished cosmetic surgeon. You study it. You work hard at it. I know you practice it a lot. So you're very accomplished, and so... what requires skill, you may be able to do and get much more uniform results than someone who's an amateur. Is this one good enough that amateurs can use it, or does it still require a lot of skill?
No, I think it requires a lot of skill, and I say that with great sincerity. I think in order to do a really good job at this, you have to have done the surgery. For instance, Mike, when I aim at the cheeks, I'm aiming very specifically at a layer in the cheek, which is a fibrous muscular layer, which I lift physically with sutures, with stitches, when I do a facelift. I'm using this machine. I'm aiming right at that layer, and I'm trying to shrink that layer. And so I'm doing what we do with stitches with the machine. And the difference with this particular machine, Mike, and one of the reasons it's a little more difficult for people to learn how to use, is because we're not seeing the tissue directly, but we are looking at a diagnostic ultrasound. You know, those images on the screen, we're looking, and we have to train ourselves. And this is a new thing for surgeons. We're not used to doing this. So we have to learn how to do it and learn what the tissues are and what they look like underneath, you know, through that screen. And then we aim the machine where we want to aim it, and we fire away. And like anything, Mike, you know, you can follow the protocol and just kind of go through the steps, or you can do it in a more precise way, like a surgeon would do, where we aim at the tissue and maybe do more pulses than the guidelines say, because a person might need more guidelines. So there's certainly skill in everything, although, this is certainly more fail-safe than, let's say, the laser, where you can do a tremendous amount of damage very easily. And there have been eye punctures with a laser and terrible burns and terrible scars. So certainly this is safer than the laser, but there's still things you can do. That can be dangerous with this. There have already been some eye injuries, even with this ultrasound technique. So Mike, you know, these are all these new things. But in the end, the way to think about it is they're energy delivery devices, and how can we deliver the energy more precisely? And the new machines, I'm sure, are going to get better and better.
Now, this is for doing the equivalent of a facelift, but with energy. Is that right?
That's correct. And it's not
the
same.
So this is more than just, if you will, getting rid of dead skin. This is actually lifting the tissues with this.
Yes, and there can be some absolutely dramatic results. It's really very interesting with these new techniques.
Well, next week you will be treated to another You, the Owner's Manual radio show. I know I didn't do any real age tip of the weeks this week, so we'll do four next week to make up. We've got some great medical stories left over. Thanks, Sonar, for great engineering, and especially you for listening. Thanks very much.
Great Start Life Insurance, offered by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, ensures the insurability of your child. Now, what does that mean? Well, too often people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards precludes them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. By insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your child, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out about the rates and all the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to greatstartgtl.com, enter the station's call letters, and as a thank you for applying, we'll give you a free non-insurance prescription discount card, good for substantial savings on prescriptions and other medical tests. Keep and use the discount card even if you should cancel your Great Start Juvenile Life Insurance policy. The free discount card is not insurance, and discounts are available only at participating pharmacies. The discount medical plan organization providing this discount card is Vantage America Solutions, Inc. Ensure the insurability of your child and check out the Great Start Plan. Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois. Peace of mind. Now at greatstartgtl.com. That's greatstartgtl.com.
Downsized, outsourced, pink sleeves. Flipped? Afraid of losing your home? Forbes magazine named our company one of the top 10 business ideas of 2012, where ordinary people are creating extraordinary incomes.
Hi, I am Elena from Miami. I was a traditional business owner with all the headaches that come with that. But I replaced that multiple franchise income working from home full time, and I spent all the time I want with my son.
Get out of the rat race. Work from home and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Hi, David from Boston. I was in the real estate industry for 12 years when the bottom completely fell out of that business. I really had my back against the wall with five young kids depending on me. I've now been in this business for less than a full year, and I'm actually better off today, income-wise, than I was in my best year ever in real estate.
Go to OneOccupyWealth.com now and change your life today. That's the number OneOccupyWealth.com. OneOccupyWealth.com. Start earning great money as soon as next week.